Okay, seeing none, we will go now to our director's report.
Good morning, commissioners and members of the public. I've got a couple of updates this morning. I'd like to also have some remarks about the organizational restructuring that we completed. Items 12 and 13 on the consent agenda memorializes the organizational restructuring that the RTC has been working towards since 2020, intended to improve the operations and performance of the agency by establishing three new departments: planning, programming, and transportation services, capital project delivery, and internal services. I'd like to thank the two labor units known as CORE and RAM, Special Advisor Mitch Weiss, the RTC negotiating team, and the commission for their hard work, attention, and care to complete this restructuring process. The RTC will be actively recruiting for several positions in hopes of fully staffing our agency in 2025. And with that, I'd like to pause and give Mitch a going away gift that staff put together. This is a photo of Mitch at one of our Sunshine Committee events. He had a great time kayaking with us off the wharf after work one day. And I don't know if you guys want to pass it around and take a look, but thank you very much, Special Advisor Weiss. I'm glad he stuck around because that would have been awkward. I have a staffing update for you this morning. We are pleased to welcome new staff member Sierra Topp, who started on September 24th as a transportation planning technician. Ms. Topp is a Santa Cruz local who recently completed her master's degree in urban design and planning from the University of Washington. She also has a Bachelor of Arts in Sociology from UC Santa Cruz. Join me in welcoming Ms. Topp to our team. I have an update on the 2025 labor negotiations. The term of the current labor memoranda of understanding for the two labor units ends April 1st, 2025. Included in the last MOU, the 2022 MOU that expires in April, was a commitment to perform a compensation study for consideration in the 2025 MOU negotiations. The compensation study is an important process for the commission to go through in order to keep our salaries and benefits in line with the market and keep our salaries in a place where we can attract and retain talented employees. Yesterday, staff released a request for proposals to prefer a professional consultant to develop a compensation study with the goal of completing the final deliverables in advance of the term of the current MOUs. I will be the contract manager for this work and will bring subsequent information to the commission as it becomes available. An update on the zero emission passenger rail and trail project. We are very hard at work developing the concept and preparing for milestone 3 that will be coming this fall. In advance of milestone 3, we will be hosting several informational workshops that will be either virtual or hybrid format in advance of commencing milestone 3 in November. The topics include project funding, service type, and a presentation by Caltrans on the Federal Railroad Administration Corridor Identification and Development Program, or the Corridor ID program. For more information on attending these public workshops, please visit our website. The RTC recently kicked off the Rural Highway Safety Action Plan for Santa Cruz County. This plan seeks to enhance safety for all users along the county's 6 undivided rural highways that serve as main streets, including Highway 1 along the North Coast, Highways 9, 236, 35, 129, and 152. The RTC will be hosting 2 virtual public community workshops on Wednesday, October 23rd and Thursday, October 24th. Both workshops will be held virtually and more information will be available very soon on our website. Biketober Santa Cruz started on October 1st. Along with our partners at Ecology Action, we invite all riders to join the online challenge to bike more and enjoy all the benefits that biking brings. Participants that sign up for Biketober will have the chance to enter prize drawings by riding their bike and encouraging others. Riders of every level are invited to participate. Visit the RTC website for more information. And finally, the RTC is implementing an equity action plan, which was, the RTC's Caltrans planning grant that we received about a year ago for development of an equity action plan. Staff is working to hire a consultant to conduct a comprehensive assessment of the RTC's internal policies and procedures and to lead trainings for staff, the commission, and committee members, as well as transportation stakeholders to advance equity in transportation planning, project implementation, and agency operations. The request for proposals was released last week and staff will be bringing more information to the commission when available. And that concludes my director's report. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions on the director's report? Seeing none, any public comment in the room? Any public comment online? Okay. Thank you.